welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 264 for September 5th, 2010.
Everybody that talks to me tells me things I don't.
The music in this podcast is provided by Aerial Publicity.
Never know.
And the song you're listening to is Matador.
Passerbys, they don't know.
And the artist is Ski Harvey.
Shake their heads, show disdain, but you will never know.
And you can find Ski Harvey at www.skiharvey.com. That's SKIIHARVEY.com. And you can purchase her album on iTunes. You can get the album or individual tracks.
Mesmerized. I didn't care.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Barry Kant, your host, and welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I hope you enjoy the music on the show. We like to spice it up a little bit with the music, but the real intent of the show is to bring you information about the travel business. And Lorraine and I, and sometimes Gary Ebels, come in and we talk about suppliers, educational tools, and destinations that you may be interested in or that may help you out with your travel business. That's our sole reason for existing. We don't make a lot of money, actually make very little money on our advertising, and we're doing this as a labor of love. And you know what? We don't have anything to sell you other than GoToMeeting, which is an advertiser. I'll get to the that ad in a minute, but we do this because we bring you things that we think are interesting to you or can be useful for you in the travel business. You know, we're not like some podcasts or some shows where our sole purpose is to be a sales pitch for a product or a book or some other service for the travel industry. Our goal is to help you and provide you with some educational material that's going to help you along in your business. So I want to thank you for stopping by. I really appreciate you listening. If you're subscribing through iTunes, I really appreciate that as well. And if you would, take a visit over at the Home Base Travel Agent Show's website at www.hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent.net. Now, I mentioned earlier GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is our sponsor, and you know, companies of all sizes must always look for new ways to cut costs, and every dollar saved helps the bottom line. And how well I know that, because I run a company. You know, and that's why I recommend a web conferencing solution for your business. Now, GoToMeeting helps improve overall business communications and efficiencies. And the easiest, most affordable tool for me is GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. Now, GoToMeeting can reduce time on the road by presenting, training, or demonstrating online. Now, you can improve your conference calls by collaborating in real time by sharing your screens. GoToMeeting is the best way that you can use to increase your productivity costs. And you can also cut costs using GoToMeeting as well. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. To take advantage of this offer, visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Now, you may have noted last week there wasn't a show, and the reason for that is that I was kind of under the weather. Somehow, and I'm not sure how I did this, it happened several weeks ago, and it started getting worse last week, maybe after my ride on the Segway. I'm not sure what happened, but I had a strained muscle in my back, and last weekend, the most that I could do, or the most that I wanted to do, I should say, is to lay in bed on a heating pad and take some ibuprofen to help out the inflammation, but boy, that was really sore. I've still got it, and it still comes and goes, but nowhere nearly as bad as it was last weekend, but... And I went to the doctor. Well, actually, I called the doctor and got a prescription for Flexeril. I don't know if you've ever taken that. That seems to help somewhat, and things are loosening up back there. And hopefully I'll be back to normal here in another week. But this week we do have a show. I'm not under the weather like I was last weekend. And I'm glad to be here, glad to be back for you all, and I'm glad to have you listening. Now, in the upcoming co-hosted segment of the show, we're going to talk about the North Coast Mac Users Group Mac Computer Expo. And... you know, I know you're probably wondering, what the heck does that have to do with travel? Well, it does. And listen in to the upcoming co-hosted segment and listen how this relates to travel. And I'll tell you, one way it relates to travel is that I will be there. And this is out in the Petaluma, California area. And Lorraine lives nearby. And Lorraine will be there as well. As well as Chris Christensen, a fairly noted travel podcaster. He will also be there, and he will be there as a speaker. So I don't know if you're in that area during the weekend of October 2nd. Actually, the show takes place on October 2nd. Stop by. It's free. Come on in. Search around. Find us. And we'd be happy to sit and have a cup of coffee with you or chat or, you know, whatever. Stop by and see us. We'd love to meet up with listeners out there. So with that, what I want to do is we're going to get into a discussion. Lorene's going to explain what the Mac Expo is all about. So here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment of the show. And once again, we welcome Lorene Romero on board here. And Lorene is out in Windsor, California. And I am here on Skype talking to Lorene from Coopersville, Michigan, which is between Muskegon, Michigan and Grand Rapids. We're just about 15 miles from the shore of Lake Michigan here. And it feels like fall has arrived here in Michigan, but that won't last long. We're going to come back to some nice warm weather next week. But how's things going out there, Lorene?
We've actually had a pretty mild summer. Last week, surprisingly, we had 2 days that were in the hundreds, which is pretty common for August, September here, is to have the high weather. But we've had incredibly warm, mild summer in the 80s mostly. In fact, my tomato plants are not happy. They have had not enough heat. And then those 2 days last week where it was 100, it kind of blasted them. Normally, our weather's in the 90s, but it's been pretty mild. In fact, it's starting to feel to us like our fall is coming, and it's the first week of September, and the leaves are starting to change. So it's a little, this year's a little unusual for us.
Yeah, I would agree. This year for us has been unusually warm, and not really complaining. You know, in the wintertime, we spend a lot of money to get this kind of weather, so by traveling south.
Yeah, exactly.
Not complaining a bit. You know, Lorene and I were talking here before the show started, and it's interesting. We had a guest scheduled, but kind of dropped off the radar because he was in an area where he couldn't get a internet signal or a good cell phone signal, so we just couldn't do the interview with him. But, you know, in the meantime, we got kind of creative here, and there's an event coming up that Lorene is a big part of. In fact, she is the executive director of the event. You're the top dog of the event. And I'm going to go out there and attend it. So we thought we would talk about this event. And it does relate to travel because these are tools. And many of the speakers talk about tools that you can use in the travel business. So if you're out in the California area, and I'll let Lorene tell you a little bit more about the location, at the 1st of October, actually the 2nd of October, you might want to stop by at the event and check it out. Anyhow, what's this all about, Lorene?
Yeah, thanks, Barry. And really, we were talking about going, this may be an appropriate topic. And then I went through some of the speaker topics and some of the vendors at the event. And we said, you know, this could lead to something that would be very resourceful for fellow travel agents who live in Northern California or happen to be out here or have friends and family out here. It is the 17th annual Mac Computer Expo. I am the event coordinator. No, I didn't have such a snazzy title as you gave me, Barry, but thank you. We have a planning committee who works tirelessly for about 8 months to put this event together. And my job is to work with the vendors and the speakers. And I've had the honor of working with lots of people who are coming out to speak this year. MCE is a free event. As Barry mentioned, it will be on October 2nd. It's going to be located in Petaluma, California, which is about an hour north of San Francisco. The hours of the event are from 9 until 5. From 9 to 10, we have a speaker panel, which is new for us this year. We've never had an opening speaker panel. It's a panel of 5 different people. One of those people is Chris Christensen, who is the well-known as the amateur. He has some podcasts, and he's not an amateur, but he's the amateur traveler, and he does an awesome podcast, and he's been on our show several times and is a listener. He emailed us from, where was he, Barry? New Zealand, saying he was, thank you for the shout-out.
Yeah, I think it was New Zealand, yeah.
So we're very fortunate to have him come out along with Adam Christensen, who does a program called the MacCast. Many of our listeners are going to be familiar with Victor Cajillo. He does a podcast called The Typical Mac User, but he also is very well known in the podcast community for his digital photography. We also have Brian Chafin from the Mac Observer and Jeff Gamet, also from the Mac Observer. The reason I bring these people up is because they're doing a topic called iFuture. It's all about technology and how to advance yourself. The theme this year is iFuture, and it's all about the iPhone, the iPad, basically the OS. It's no longer Mac versus PC anymore. And it really came together this year when Apple introduced the iPad in addition to the iPod and the iPhone, that lots of people are using technology in different ways that they don't normally. I know lots of people who own an iPhone and an iPad and would never consider themselves a Mac person. Barry, I believe you're one of those people. You're a PC person, but you're using a lot of the Apple technology. Is that correct?
Yep, I have an iPhone 4 and I have an iPad, and you know, I'm not an anti-Mac person. It's just that I've never used a Mac laptop.
Or you better copyright that word.
Yeah, no. Or a PC, or the desk version of the Mac. I've never used them, but if I did, I probably would like it.
The event's focus this year is about being productive in technology on the iPad. We've got topics about creativity on the iPad with music and how to use iWork and all the other OS apps that come with it, keynote pages, numbers. These are all things that in the PC world would be called Office, Excel, Doc, and all the other, they're just the flip side of them. And as travel agents, it's important for us to be able to have our information handy to us, even if we're not at our desk. So basically what we're doing in this day and age is we're bringing our desk with us, and they're portable. The iPad is totally changing things. I know lots and lots of companies now are encouraging their agents to have an iPad and have an iPhone because of the touch technology and the online anytime ability. We've got companies coming to MCE such as Peach Pit Press. We also have O'Reilly Media. Both of these are companies that sell books that help increase your ability to further your knowledge about Facebook, about Twitter, about all these other methods of social media. What to do with your iPad? What to do with your iPhone? I know lots of people who only have an iPhone so they can be on Facebook anytime. I always thought that was interesting. And they're able to keep all their information on the cloud, such as an Evernote or a Mobile Me account. These are all resources that we as travel agents have for us in this day and age. It was totally different 3 years ago. We have sessions at our event on digital photography. The reason I point that out is because as an agent, if you're going to be traveling somewhere, whether you're in Ireland or you're in Spain or you're in New Orleans or a ship, take pictures of where you are so that you can share them with your clients. Put them together in some sort of slideshow. Use products like Photoshop, Elements, iMovie, whatever ability you have of putting things together and letting your clients go on vacation with you visually. Put them up on YouTube. Be able to find out how to use YouTube for social networking. We have a speaker that's coming and he's doing two different sessions. One of them is the productivity on iPad and iPhone. Again, this is about social media, about how to share your information, how to stay in touch with your clients, how to make yourself stand out in the world of social media, how to get your name out there, how to stay in touch with your host agent. One of the things that I like about Nexion is that they have a blog and they have a website where you can post questions. All this sort of stuff I can do right on my iPhone while I'm waiting in line at the bank. Technology has absolutely changed in the last couple of years. And one of the things about this event that's coming up is that it's a perfect way for people to be able to come and to gain knowledge. Some of the other vendors that are there you'll be familiar with are ScanSnap, which is by Fujitsu. They make a scanner. Barry and I were just talking about how handy their scanner is. You can take a two-page document, front and back, scan it through. It will pick it up both sides. You can put it into Evernote. You can put it on your cloud in Dropbox. You can put it on your computer. One of the things that I do is I send my client's itinerary up into a cloud. The one that I like to use is Evernote. I have it handy to be able to see with them anytime possible. If they've lost it or they need their itinerary, I can just simply look it up. And with ScanSnap, one of the things that's really cool is it's really starting to become paperless. I'm starting to remove, don't tell Gail, but I'm starting to remove more and more paper off my desk and just putting it up into Evernote. I don't even need to fill up my hard drive space with it. Another sponsor of our show is iPhone Life Magazine. Again, this is no longer a Mac versus PC type of magazine. It's not Macworld Magazine. It's not PC Magazine. This is a magazine that is for the iPhone and the iPad. I know, Barry, you've seen this magazine. It talks a lot about productivity and what kind of applications are available for people out there. And I would, again, highly recommend taking a look at them because this is a great resource for you as a travel agent to be able to find ways of promoting yourself. Yeah. I'm sorry, Barry, go ahead.
I said Coco wants to get in there. I think he has something to talk about his ScanSnap.
But it's a great event, and I really encourage people to come on out. Barry is coming out. The company he is with when he is not wearing his regular day job hat and his home travel agent podcast lead hat, he is with Raw Boys. So, Barry, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Raw Boys?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Raw Voice is one of the sponsors at the Mac Computer Expo. And since we're a sponsor, we usually send one of the owners of the company out to these events that we sponsor. And I'm going out to the Mac Computer Expo as a representative of Raw Voice. And what Raw Voice is, we're a network of videocasts and podcasts, which includes the Tech Podcast Network, Blueberry.com, and the Travelcast Network. We have a whole network with travel shows. And if you're interested, go over to travelcastnetwork.com and you can check it out. And if you do a podcast that's related to travel, or if you know someone that is doing a podcast or a video podcast, have them come over to Travelcast Network. We like to make them a part of our network. It's easy to do. There's no charge, and we don't have an onerous contract where you sign your life away or anything. And be a part of our network, and you may have some opportunity to make money through ad deals that we offer people that are on our network. So, and one of the reasons that I'm going out to the expo is I want to meet up with a lot of these people and maybe have some opportunities to talk them into advertising on the Raw Voice networks and help our podcasters and videocasters out. So that's kind of what we're all about, and I'm looking forward to going out and meeting Laureen. We've only met in person once, and this will be the second time, and I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. And that way he can actually be in my side of the world, and it's not snowing. It's beautiful here in the wine country during the fall. It's a wonderful technology expo, and hopefully one or two of our listeners will be out in this area. If not, let your friends know if they're out here. It's a free event. It's all day. Like I said, it's located in Petaluma, California. One of the other things that we're doing that's really cool to be able to help support the community is we have the Computer Recycling Center at our event. So attendees who have old cell phones or dead iPods or dead keyboard, mice, computers, anything that's under the size of a 70-pound printer can bring it to our show and donate it to them, and they will remove parts and any personal information and be able to put things together. They give a portion of it, put it back together, and use them for nonprofit agencies. They make sure they don't go into the landfill. So if you give somebody a dead keyboard, they make sure that it doesn't go into inappropriate places like the landfill. And it's just really helping the environment. And it's a great technology event. Again, one of our speakers, her whole topic, her name's Carrie Rego, her whole topic is on social media. She'll be spending an hour talking about Facebook and about Twitter and about how to promote yourself as a business person. And that's what this is all about. It's about technology, promoting yourself, learning as much as you can, and just getting the information. So thank you, Barry, for letting me take a couple minutes on this week's show to promote the event. Again, it's on Saturday, October 2nd. It's called the Mac Computer Expo, and it's free. We do have a raffle, which is awesome. We have someone donate an iPad, and we will be drawing a ticket for that. And we have raffles going on hourly. That particular raffle ticket for the iPad will be at 4:45. So if anybody is interested in buying raffle tickets, email me, and I will make sure that your name gets put in the drawing. Tickets are $5 each, or a book of five for $20. So you see, we're not really overpriced. And if you go to MacComputerExpo, as one word, .com, you can find all the information, and Barry can put it up on the notes. So again, technology, Geekville, wine country, fall, what a better combination than that?
And not to mention that it's free. I mean, you have this powerful, this lineup of powerful speakers that's going to give away a whole lot of good information about tools that you can use in your business, and it's all free.
Yep. It's a lot of work, but it's a labor of love, and the planning committee who puts this together really love it, and it's our 17th year, so we have a good history of collecting crowds and good people and having people walk away. So hopefully some of you can come on out or send friends out, and you'll be able to walk away with better ways to run your business in this day and age. Thank you, Barry. If people want to reach you, what's a good email address for you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And if you are going out to the Mac Computer Expo, if you're going to be there, drop me an email and we can arrange for a time where we can get together and chat. I'd like to meet any of the listeners, all the listeners that I can. So that would be fun. And Lorene would too, I'm sure. And she'll be there, and we can plan a meetup. And anyhow, Lorene, what's your email address?
Absolutely. And I would love to meet more of our listeners. And Chris Christensen will be there, too. So I know that he has quite the following. So that would be a good opportunity for you to meet another podcaster who's infamous. I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com. And that's spelled SHARPTONGUED at MAC.com. I'm also on Facebook for Lorene R, and that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And Barry, what's your Facebook account?
Mine is www.facebook.com/Barry.Cans.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. See you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, see you in a couple weeks, Lorene. Thanks a lot. Take care, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Lorene. And we're going to go on into the travel news. And let's see, how many articles do I have here? I think I have five articles tonight, quite a few. And actually, some of these are left over from last weekend, which I didn't put on a show because, as I mentioned earlier, I wasn't up and ready to do a show last weekend. I was under the weather. Anyhow, the first article is from Travel Agent Central. And have you used Facebook for your travel business and thought, where am I going to get some content? Where am I going to get some interesting content to put on Facebook? Or what am I going to tweet? What out there can I tweet about that's going to drive some business? The article goes on to say that independent travel agents and suppliers who want to increase their involvement with social media and use it as a marketing tool can benefit from Passport Online's new agent social link that's now live. Now, the new content service is designed to help agents populate their travel agent social media sites using a clickable database of content. So it sounds like to me that you can go into Passport Online and pick what kind of content that you want to have show up on your Facebook site and on your Twitter feed. Now, another feature of this service is the Build a Blog feature. And this feature uses a simple fill-in-the-blank format where agents can create blogs on specific cruise ships, all complete with ship photos and specific information preloaded and customized with their own content. Now, this sounds like a great service, and if you want to get active in the social media area, you may want to check out Passport Online and see how they can help you populate your Facebook and your Twitter feeds with interesting content that's available to you. And you don't have to be subscribed to their website service. You can do this as an independent a la carte offering. At least that's the way it seems here. Now, the next article I found interesting because Scott Kepf is going to be involved, and if you remember back a few shows, many shows ago probably by now, Scott Kepf has been on our show a number of times, and this article comes from eTurbo News, Global Travel Industry News. And what it is, it says home-based agents have lots to learn at the trade show. Now, this show is coming right up, so this news article may be a little late for a lot of you, but on September 12th through 14th, 2010, Scott Kepp, former NACTA president, will provide a keynote that will challenge participants to think differently about their business and show them how to become uniquely successful. Now, the trade show is being held at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. So if you're anywhere near close there, here at the last minute, you may want to get involved in this because it sounds like some interesting speakers, interesting topics. And some of the topics being presented, as I mentioned, one was by Scott Kepf, and the title of it is Marketing by You, For You, and All About You. And another topic presented by Mary Clegg, NACTA Vice President, is Groups, Lather, Rinse, and Repeat. Interesting title. But anyhow, this session talks about developing a group marketing plan. And another topic at this show is Home Alone, Understanding and Choosing the Right Business Model for Your Independent Travel Business, and that's presented by Joni Ogg. Anyhow, if you get a chance here at the last minute, take a run over to the trade show being held at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. That's one word, the trade show. So check it out. And you know, I do want to mention that all the articles that I talk about, links to those articles will be in the show notes. So you can go to the show notes and click on the link and go right directly to the article and read the entire article for yourself. Now, speaking of Scott Kepf, the next article is from MarketWire.com. It's a press release, and the press release says that travel industry leader Scott Kepf joins America's Vacation Center Avoya Travel as Vice President of Sales. Now, American's Vacation Center, Avoya Travel, one of the leading and fastest growing travel companies in North America and beyond, today announced that travel industry leader and visionary Scott Kepf will join the company as the newly appointed Vice President of Sales. Scott has over 25 years in retail travel and will continue to grow America's Vacation Centers and Avoya Travel's reputation as a network of travel professionals. Now, it's interesting, Scott has left NACTA and has joined America's Vacation Center. And maybe we'll get Scott back in on the show here in the near future. He's always a great guest on the show. Scott is very motivational and very entertaining, and he's a great speaker. So look for Scott over at his new digs there at America's Vacation Center. And the next article is from The Independent, and it's entitled, It's a Whole Lot of Fun on Board 2011 Cruise Ships. Now, the article goes on to say that Carnival Cruise has released details of the attractions that will be featured on board its latest cruise liner, the Carnival Magic. Now, this cruise liner debuts next May. Now, the Cruise Liner is a 3690 passenger vessel, and it's the newest fun ship from Carnival. And it says they will have several firsts for both the cruise line and the industry. And one of those firsts is an onboard pub complete with homebrew beer. And along with that is rope courses at sea, a net course, which is suspended above the deck that offers guests with the stomach for it, views of the sea at 150 feet below. So as you're looking out to next year and booking those cruises, you may want to keep in mind the new Carnival cruise ship, the Carnival Magic, for some of your clients. Looks like a great time. Now in the last article, and this is big news because Nexian now has sold to Tezel Travel. This article comes from Travel Weekly, and it's the national newspaper of the travel industry. And the article is about Sabre Holdings on Tuesday sold its Nexian host agency business to Tezel Travel, which is a division of Travel Leaders Group. Now, the financial details weren't disclosed, and Nexian will operate under the Tezel Travel umbrella with Nexian president Jackie Friedman reporting directly to the Tezel CEO Barry Leiben. And Jackie has been on our show as well three times, Jackie Friedman, the CEO of Nexian. And it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out for Nexian and Tezel Travel. I know Laureen is, that's her host agency, Nexian is, and we'll see how that works out. But it could be very exciting for both companies. Well, that's the news for today, for this show. And I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you have picked up a few tidbits that can help you along the way in your quest to generate more business for your travel agency. That's always the goal. And I hope we've helped, to some degree at least. Anyhow, we will say goodbye for now and catch up with you next week. So for now, have safe travels, have a happy Labor Day, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Take care now. Bye-bye.
special end, taunting your hopes and dreams. No forgiveness, just blame. Find the guilty, feed them shame. Narrow beliefs can't sting. Take everything that is sweet. Denial and despair set in, taunting your hopes and dreams. No forgiveness, just blame.